This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, April 12th, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us is Becca Martin Brown. She is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
So, yeah. You guys survived.
We did.
We're hanging in there.
Yes, we all did.
They look pathetic. They really do. And I'm going to tell them now that there's so much going on this weekend that we have to revert to the Chinese menu.
Oh, I was hoping to relax.
No, you have to run around and do all these things.
What's column A?
Column A is arts and crafts.
Okay.
Because I couldn't really figure out what else to call it. This weekend is the Tomorrow's Heirlooms Quilt Show, which is sponsored by Quilters United and Learning Together. Okay, you don't think you like quilts. I understand. Let me tell you that there is a quilt that is 4 by 6 feet. It was designed in 5 pieces by 5 different quilters. They worked 8 months apiece. And what it turned into is a recreation of a painting by Jane Garrison of the Bentonville Square.
Oh, nice. Okay.
It is so incredible and amazing and impossible. Well, clearly not impossible because it exists.
Right.
So even if you think that you don't like quilts, you should go to this show. And if you want to own a quilt, there's a small quilt auction at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon where you can actually take something home with you. The show is 9 o'clock to 6 o'clock today and tomorrow at the Benton County Fairgrounds, obviously in Bentonville, and admission is
$5. All right.
This weekend is the Spring Gem and Mineral Show, which is from 9 to 5 tomorrow and Sunday at the Siloam Springs Community Building. If you are a would-be rock hound, you can see everything from uncut geodes to jasper made into jewelry. It's $3 for adults admission.
And there will be things for sale as well?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
What color is jasper?
It's red.
Okay.
And it comes from the place where you get diamonds.
Murfreesboro?
In Arkansas. Uh-huh.
All right.
There you go.
But not jasper.
No.
Okay.
Apparently not.
No.
I probably did. That's another conversation.
Right.
Column B is theater.
Plenty of that.
Oklahoma.
Fayetteville High.
Fayetteville High School, 7 o'clock today and tomorrow. It is the first musical in their new Performing Arts Center.
Oh, how fun.
Tickets are $10 to $15. Rumors this weekend at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. If you don't remember the story, it's a Neil Simon about an anniversary party that goes hilariously awry.
But when you think Neil Simon, you don't think farce very often.
No, and this is a full-on farce.
Right. This is very much not in what we think of Neil Simon as far as Odd Couple and Biloxi Blues.
Slamming doors and running up and down the stairs and all of those things. 7:30 today and tomorrow and 3 o'clock Sunday. Again, that's at ACO in Springdale. And tickets are $20 for adults. Anything Goes wraps up this weekend at the Walton Arts Center.
No Sunday night show with this run,
by the way. No Sunday night show. If you don't know that show, it's music by Cole Porter set on an ocean liner in, what, the 30s?
Mm-hmm.
Bound for London. 8 o'clock today, 2 and 8 tomorrow, and 2 only on Sunday, and tickets start at $40. And Steel Magnolias is on stage at Fort Smith Little Theater. Last weekend of that show, 8 o'clock today and tomorrow, and tickets are $10.
Gotcha.
Column C is music.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who this person is. His name's Juicy J, and he's a rapper, and he's formerly of 3-6 Mafia.
Oh, I used to listen to 666.
There you go. And Kevin Kinder, the music writer for What's Up, says that this gentleman's current tour supports a forthcoming release, Stay Trippy. He performs Saturday night at Rogue on Dixon Street at 9 o'clock, and tickets are $30 at the door. If you haven't heard, the FLW tour is Fishing on Beaver Lake.
Yes.
And Dylan Scott, who is Louisiana-born country musician, will perform at 3 o'clock Sunday at the John Q. Hammond Center in Rogers in conjunction with that tournament. Mm-hmm. I've lost English, too, and I have no excuse. This is just before the official tournament weigh-in.
You ever been to a weigh-in, one of these big things?
No, I haven't.
They're a hoot.
Really?
It's fireworks, literally. It's a big production.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, and both are free to the public. There you go.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay.
The concert and the weigh-in.
And the weigh-in.
So if you know nothing about fish?
It's pretty fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Three Penny Acre.
Sunday night.
Release of their new album, Rag and Bone, at 8 o'clock at George's. Tickets are $10, but I'm wondering if there are any tickets left.
You better call.
Yeah.
You know, if you haven't heard the new CD, you can go to KUAF.com and a first listen.
And if you've never seen them perform, well, you really must.
Yes, I agree.
And Umphrey's McGee is going to be back in town. Wednesday and Thursday at George's. Shows are 9 o'clock and tickets are $25. You know them from Wakarusa, jam band from Chicago.
Right. But here often.
Do you think that's enough?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. I do, yes.
We'll quit then.
Okay.
Thanks, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.